T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
More Metallica, To Live Is To Die, the name of the tune. We may not hear a vocal all week.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Lou Schweckheimer joins us from the winter meetings in sunny San Diego. Hey, Lou, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you and Jeff doing today?
What's the weather? Let me guess. 74 degrees with a 5-mile-an-hour wind.
A little partly cloudy. It could not be more beautiful here in sunny San Diego.
There you go.
I love it.
Well, we are now, what, just a little over 4 months away from the first pitch at the new ballpark, which I drive by 2 or 3 times a week. Can't see as much now because so much of the ballpark has been erected, so you got to kind of use your imagination. But you see it on a regular basis. What do you think?
Well, I've said from day one this is going to take its place as one of the iconic ballparks in all of the United States of America, and it was never more evident than yesterday when the entire baseball universe saw the presentation for the first time. I thought Tom Tingle from DLR, who addressed the baseball body in the opening session, did a PowerPoint presentation, got a tremendous ovation, and I think people were astounded that this ballpark has gone up so fast and looks so beautiful. And I think it's a credit to not only, you know, J.E. Dunn and DLR, but the local folks at EB Construction and Schaefer Johnson Cox Fry and PEC, who have all been instrumental. It's just, you know, it was a collaborative effort, and to get it done, well, to be on the path to get it done on time and on budget in this business and in most business just doesn't happen. And we're pleased that not only are we on schedule, but we're a little bit ahead of schedule. And it truly is. You've been by it. You've seen it. It's coming out of the ground, and it's enclosed now. And there's not a bad seat in the house. And I think that when fans that, you know, as we did our first walking tour 2 weeks ago, got a chance to walk on the warning track and then look into the ballpark, I think there's that awe factor. And I think for first timers coming in, that is kind of that amazing look on their faces when they see it. And to know that it's coming, you know, right here in Wichita, ready for opening day, is really special. So the baseball world was impressed. The comments from everyone who's been in league meetings for 2 days with our counterparts in the International League and all the Pacific Coast League folks, we've been congratulated universally. We have a dinner tomorrow night with Derek Jeter and Mike Hill and Gary Denbaugh and Dick Scott from the Miami Marlins, and they have been raving about the facility, the clubhouses, the batting cages for the athletes coming in on their way to the big leagues. And I think, you know, across the spectrum, I think Wichita is on the map now. And I think from a professional baseball standard, you know, that's all we could have hoped for, and could not be more pleased and proud of the effort from everybody.
Lou, as we mentioned, you're at the winter meetings. I think, you know, publicly it's a lot of trade talks and who's signing where in the major leagues, but I know the minor league operations go on a lot there at the winter meetings. So kind of take us behind the scenes of the winter meetings, what all happens there and what you're doing there, what business you have there this week.
Well, you know, so much goes on behind the scenes. You know, the fans get to see the 70 games in the building and a beautiful field and a full house, and it's magic. But what people I don't think really understand is that we work probably as hard in the off season. You know, it's a 365-day-a-year business. So from league travel to league scheduling, to marketing and national and international programs that we're all involved in, to make sure that, you know, we fly in and out of Wichita on time, on schedule, and our teams are able to accommodate, you know, the pretty rigorous schedule, you know, 144 games in 152 days is a pretty big task. So, you know, you break out all of these particular nuances of the game. You make sure that every T is crossed and I is dotted. And then you look forward, you know, talking about all-star games, international festivals, championship games. And we certainly would like, both at the AAA level and in the Major League level, Wichita to be counted as a player when it comes time to bid on all-star games, exhibition games with Major League affiliates. We want every level of baseball to come to Wichita. And so we've made our case. The ballpark has been a remarkable, I think, conduit to grabbing the attention of everybody from coast to coast, that we are now positioned strongly to bring international events to Wichita. And so we've met with some folks in the Caribbean. We've met with some folks in Cuba. We're talking about future events with AAA that might put, you know, Wichita in the conversation about major events coming to our beautiful city. So all of that takes place with all of the minor leagues. And so from the A clubs to the AA clubs, AAA and Major League clubs, it's really 7 days of just agenda-driven items so that we can implement them over the course of the next calendar year. While at the same time, you know, you've got trade talks brewing, you've got free agent signings, you've got the minor league Rule 5 draft. And so, you know, the major league clubs are preparing to field their teams for 2020. You know, I'm proud to say that, you know, the Marlins, who are our major league affiliate under the direction of Derek Jeter, who, by the way, is going into the Hall of Fame this year, are now ranked fourth in their minor league development system. And we talked yesterday that, you know, we may have three power arms in Wichita to start the season. Elite athletes, you know, with great command of their pitches, and should be a lot of fun to see the prospects come through. So, you know, I think we're in position to really field a wonderfully competitive team. And as you know, Bob and Jeff, we've talked about this. You want to win every game at the AAA level, but our primary job is to develop players for the big league club. And, you know, we don't want to be necessarily judged on our wins and losses, because our job is to get these guys ready to win at the big league level. But it sure is going to be fun seeing the talent that comes through now.
Yeah, and it's fun seeing the talent that comes through, not only on the Wichita team, but all the players that come through town with other organizations. That's part of the appeal.
Oh, yeah, no, it's amazing. And you look at the Cardinals, you know, and the Cubs and the Royals and the Astros and the Dodgers and so many of the affiliations that, you know, we're going to be blessed to see here in Wichita, and to see, you know, the Anthony Rizzos, you know, or the Altuves, you know, in our case, for all the years that we were in the International League in Pawtucket, you know, we got to see the kids like Dustin Pedroia and John Lester and Jonathan Papelbon and David Ortiz and all these guys come up through the system. And then all of a sudden, you know, four World Series later, it's just a great pipeline of, you know, you can say, I saw them when, and I hate to admit it, but I'm so old, I can tell you that I used to throw BP to Wade Boggs back in 1979. And so I saw George Brett here yesterday, and we talked about the Royals a little bit. And it's just, you know, that's to me what the magic is all about, is the players and seeing them and being able to say to your kids, boy, remember this guy, because we saw him in Wichita before he became, you know, an all-star or an MVP or a rookie of the year. And that's really where the magic for all of us comes in.
All right, Lou, we appreciate you being as accessible as you are as we move forward to opening day on April 14th at the new ballpark downtown. I'd love to get more of your thoughts as we get closer to that time. Thanks for joining us from San Diego today.
Okay, man. Have a good afternoon.
All right. There's Lou Schweckheimer, majority owner of the Wichita Wind Surge.
Making it happen.
April 14th, the Memphis Redbirds hit town.
You think we'll ever have an audience with Derek Jeter?
You can trust me that I'm going to do everything in my power to try. You talking about me?
Just us? I know you'll get him involved in League 42 if
I have very much hope to. And with the blessing of Lou and some others to help me make that happen, I definitely want to have an audience with Derek Jeter.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you?
What if I brought Derek Jeter out to some League 42 games this
Hopefully
season?
He would be captivated by it. And, I mean, that's the hope.
We had Reggie Jackson. That's by far our biggest baseball celebrity.
Well, that's a good one. It's going to be tough to beat Reg.
Brent Chemnitz would be too.
Yeah.
A little space between the two of them. I hope Brent's not listening. By the way, the Wichita Treasure Show coming up 1 week from Thursday, the 19th. We do that show annually just before Christmas, and we talk about the great things in Wichita. Will it be repetitive? Maybe to some degree.
But that's fine. There's
but that's what we do. We can't wait to talk about Wichita treasure.
And we add some all the time.
1 week from tomorrow evening after our show, we'll meet at Side Pockets. If you're a listener.
I thought that was Thursday, too.
We've moved that to Wednesday.
All right.
If you are a listener, you want to come out and hang out, have a cocktail or a beer or tell stories or meet Jeff or Jason Duda, we'd love to have you stop by next Wednesday, the 18th, at Side Pockets
with
Kellogg and Tyler. So, as Christmas gets here, we get a little bit more festive.
Yes. I didn't know if I was supposed to respond.
You're not really.
All right.
Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.